Eastbound and down, the truckers, there's not enough truckers out there, and it's not cores that we can't get to its destination. It's possibly gas. Mark Rettig is with Landline.media, and he's on the phone right now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good tonight. Thank you so much for jumping on the phone with us. We appreciate it. We've been hearing a lot in the news lately about a trucker shortage. So it's not a gas shortage. It's not a product shortage. We don't literally right now have enough truckers to get all the goods across the U.S. Is that what's going on?
No, not really. And that's one of the things that is just maddening about that article.
Okay.
Is the whole thing is just based on a false premise. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is Department of Labor's basically statistical agency, came out with a report in the past year basically saying that the situation in the trucking industry doesn't fit any known definition of a shortage. The problem is they don't want to pay people a decent living wage, and people don't want to work for someone that's not going to give them one.
So
I mean, that's ultimately what's happening in trucking.
So there's a little bit of semantics there then, right? I mean, we do have a shortage of drivers because they're not offering a wage that the drivers are willing to accept. Are there drivers actually sitting out and not working, or there's enough work to go around? I mean, basically, I totally get what you're saying, Mark, that, hey, they're not offering enough money for people, but those people aren't sitting home doing nothing, right?
No, they're not. But here's the thing. I mean, you know, I've seen the American Trucking Association, which represents the largest carriers in the industry. They're the big business end of trucking. And every year they come out with a report saying that there is a shortage of this many drivers, and in 10 years there'll be this many. And I remember one of their reports said 50 or 60,000 within 10 years. There's 400,000 new CDLs, commercial driver's licenses, issued every year, either to people that are new to trucking or people that have been out of it and are getting back into it. There are more than enough people with a hazmat endorsement to haul these tankers. And I'll even go to something in the article here where one of the carriers said, wow, you know, things have been so slow during the pandemic. We actually had our folks, instead of driving the tankers, we had them delivering Amazon packages. We'll take them off the Amazon packages and put them back behind the tankers. Problem solved. And it's not really, even with the pay, it's not a shortage of drivers. If your shortage in 10 years is going to be 50,000, it was solved by the first 10% of this year. You know, as I said, 400,000 new people jumping in every single year. That's a consistent figure.
All right, but Mark, then explain to me what the situation is, because if you're saying 400,000 people got licenses, new licenses, and there's only a shortage of, say, 50,000 drivers.
Which I question even that.
Well, where are they?
The situation. The turnover in the trucking industry right now, especially in the truckload sector, which is the part that includes these tankers, is running at 90%. In some years in the past, it was up around 136%. And realize there are some motor carriers that do pay their people decently and treat them decently. So when you get an average of 100%, you know that for everyone that's down around 10%, there's someone turning over at 190%. That's, you know, just math. That's how averages work. These folks have massive turnover, and rather than actually raising the pay or giving people better treatment so they won't leave their jobs, they just keep turning over, and then they call it a shortage. And part of the reason is some of these very same groups right now are basically proposing no one can get a CDL in interstate commerce, crossing state lines, going coast to coast, unless they're 21 right now. They want to lower it to 18. And here is the thing that I would ask everybody out there. Right now, you've got a lot of very experienced, very safe, very knowledgeable truckers out there. Do you really want to take an 80,000-pound vehicle whose tank is full of gasoline and put it in the hands of an 18-year-old?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know that I love the idea of it in the hands of a 21-year-old. You got to be 25 to run a car, don't you?
Well, yeah. And mind you, to drive a truck, you've got to get a CDL.
Sure.
To drive hazmat, you have to pass a security check. You have to go through an entire process. There's additional training. And anything like gasoline or diesel fuel is a hazardous material, a hazmat. So these people are very well trained. But again, In any other job, if you're very well trained and you are in a specialty within your job, you get paid more. Some people do pay more. A lot don't.
Okay, but...
And now they're saying, oh my gosh, the gasoline won't be there. Well, you know, hire drivers, pay them a decent wage, they'll be there. And that's the problem is, right now, if you adjust it for inflation, most truckers are making less than truckers made in the 1970s. And that's an embarrassment. Any other industry that was running 100% average turnover, the people who run the businesses in that industry would be in a blind panic. And instead, you have some of the trucking executives at the major companies throwing a parade because they got it down to 90. It's nuts. And this is not a new thing in trucking. This has been going on for years. And, you know, I realize some people are out there are like, oh, well, who is this guy? But this isn't me saying this. This is the Department of Labor. This is studies even done by groups that represent the large carriers that show this.
All right, Mark, hold on one second. We got to take a quick break. We're speaking with Mark Rettig from Landline.media. They do content and information for truckers. He's speaking on behalf, I will say, but he might correct me if I'm wrong, of the trucking industry. So if it's not truly a shortage, it's a pay gap. Where are these truck drivers? And does this get solved this summer? Or do we have to start worrying about not having that next tank of gas possibly at some point this year? We'll find out next here on 720 WGN. You keep hearing about this trucker shortage, and maybe that's going to mean that fuel won't always be at the gas station this summer. Mark Rettig is with us from Landline.media. He's saying, no, it's not a trucker shortage. It's a living wage shortage. These companies are not paying the right amount to get the guys that they need and ladies they need driving these trucks. So, Mark, what is the difference between right now and, say, 12 or 18 months ago? Are they paying less, or are there just more better-paying jobs so they don't need to drive these trucks?
Well, in one thing that they said, they are correct, and that is, as all of us stopped driving so much, then, you know, fewer fuel tankers were moving, and therefore, you had a lot of these guys, their jobs dried up, so they went into another job. And therefore, they're out there, they're hauling other freight. And we had a lot of demand for truckers during the pandemic to haul all kinds of freight. I mean, for God's sakes, we weren't even getting toilet paper for quite some time. So they moved on to other jobs.
But, Mark, if they moved on to Amazon or just somebody that's moving toilet paper for grocery stores, whatever, they're not hazmat drivers and probably not getting as high a level of pay, were they? Are they, if they moved on to one of those other jobs?
Well, it depends on what job they went to. If they went into heavy haul, they might be making more. But realize, one of those carriers in there that is talking about this, and you know, I'd have to look up the article to get the exact quote again, but they said this is actually the company that was hauling the tankers saying, yeah, we didn't have so much fuel moving, so we, to keep them busy, we put them on delivering packages for Amazon. Well, that's the same company, and that's what I'm saying. So if the company had them hauling tankers and now they've got them hauling something else, they just need to move them back to the tankers.
But there must be a reason they're not doing that. It's either because they're getting more by moving stuff for Amazon, or there's some reason that they're doing that, right?
Well, and I think a lot of it is that there are all kinds of measures that have gone through Congress and state legislatures that are based on really the mythology that there is a shortage of truck drivers. And, for example, in Ohio, the state legislature, and I think they may have passed it, but they certainly have tried several times, a measure to give subsidies to trucking schools to produce more drivers. Well, some of those trucking schools are owned by the motor carriers that aren't paying the drivers enough. They just want to keep the turnover. They figured out that from their perspective, it's better for their bottom line to turn over a lot. Now, whether this is true or not, I can't say. I'm not looking at their books, but that's essentially the theory they're going on. And the reason that they're pushing for the 18-year-old drivers is basically it's a new audience that they can exploit.
But so, Mark, if I'm stepping back from it, I gotta think that, you know, it's no different, say, than from 2 years ago. It's not like they're paying them a lot worse, right? So what happened was we have the pandemic. We don't need as many fleets out. So a bunch of people retire maybe, or they move into other lines of work. And then now we need these truck drivers back. They've either moved on or done something else. And that's where there is sort of a shortage, right? I mean, they don't want to move back to the job for the same amount. You're saying they like the turnover. They don't want to pay more. But, you know, it hasn't really, in essence, changed. Just there were other opportunities or they retired. And so, in essence, it's a little bit semantics on whether there's a shortage or not, right?
Not really, no. Again, the Department of Labor says the situation does not fit any known definition of a labor shortage. And the Department of Labor said other industries increase the pay if they're having trouble attracting workers. That's how it works. We've heard a lot of talk about the $15 an hour wage for fast food workers. It's very controversial. Realize some of the fast food businesses have already made that move to get the workers in. So this is not rocket science.
So it's somewhat that drivers are holding out. It's not that there's a shortage. There's drivers out there, but they're not willing to do the work.
If you want to hire them, pay them what they want and give them the benefits they want and give them decent working conditions. I mean, at one point, you had 38% of all full-time drivers that had no medical insurance. I get that in my job. Do you get it in your job?
I don't, but I own my own company, so I got to bite that one.
There we go. Well, then, you've got something in common with some of the truckers out there.
But Mark, my question is, what's the difference from 18 months ago? Have things gotten worse, I understand that.
Pandemic.
I understand we had a pandemic, and so right. That threw things into turmoil. They weren't working as much, or they retired, all these things. But you're saying, hey, they don't want to do it. But not because it's gotten worse, because they're not sitting at home, I would assume. So did they take different jobs that are better? Maybe they're not making as much, but they're closer to home.
They're sitting at home. Some of them have taken better jobs. Some of them have moved on to other hazmat jobs. Some of them have left the industry either temporarily or permanently. A lot of them would come back. And that's the thing here is, honestly, this is a very solvable problem. There are enough hazmat permit holding CDL drivers out there that have the endorsement on their CDL to do this work. Now, one of the things that just came out today that's very pertinent to this is a series of groups that represent the actual fuel retailers, including a group that represents truck stop owners, a group that represents oil distributors, another one that represents convenience stores, has asked the federal government to suspend what's called the hours of service. Now, this is the regulation that says how much time truckers can drive, and it's a safety regulation.
Right.
So now they're saying, okay, can you just suspend this so these folks can get the fuel to us quicker?
It's a bad idea.
This is one of the things that's always perplexed me is we're going to take the guy hauling the tank full of highly explosive liquid, and then we're going to take away the one thing that the government contends is keeping him from being fatigued.
Yeah. Is it right now, is it 8 on, 8 off? What is the rule right now?
Oh, no. Driver can, from the beginning of their shift, they have 14 hours to get their work in. 11 of that can be driving. There's other duties they have that are not driving. And they can take a split in that rest period, like take 3 now, 7 later for the 10 hours a day left. So it's built on that 14 on, 10 off cycle. The hours in trucking are pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But again, these same people have been crying about a driver shortage since I was 10 years old. And I'm not kidding about that.
I believe that, but it hasn't gotten to the point where we're actually talking about it on the radio, right? All the years I've been doing this, we've never talked about a trucker shortage before.
Well, plenty of people have, including CNN, including the Wall Street Journal in years past. This comes up every once in a while. They make the big push for this and realize that they've got a bill in Congress to lower the age if there's a truck right. driver shortage, meaning if there is the perception of one, it's a lot easier to get the public saying, oh, my God, my vacation may be interrupted. I've got to have my fuel. So please let the 18-year-olds drive.
Right.
This is really a long-term publicity push to achieve a political goal to support their business goals. And this kind of thing happens a lot. I will tell you this. I have covered local governments for most of my life. I have covered the telecommunications industry. I have never seen an industry driven so hard in the political sphere by essentially false information. As a journalist, it is absolutely amazing to me. And the driver shortage is one of the biggest myths out there. In this case, we know how many people have hazmat endorsements. Again, they're out there. But realize, too, that these companies very often are turning over at a massive rate. So,
and they were able to get away with it forever. Now they might not be able to. So who budges?
Honestly, I don't know. I have a feeling that this time enough people are panicked because, again, they've gone to the heart of it. They've gone to what really gets to people, which is I might not be able to buy gas.
Yeah.
Which I could tell you, and I don't know what age you are, but I'm old enough to remember as a kid the 1973 Arab oil embargo when it really was hard to get fuel.
Yeah. I was too young for that, but I know that was a huge concern. Mark, I got to get going because we've got the bottom of the hour news. I really appreciate you jumping on with us and giving us some perspective from the other side. Mark Rettig with Landline.media for truckers. Interesting information. We'll see what happens in the summer. I imagine that's not going to play well on Main Street, and somebody will budge, and maybe politics get involved, and the companies get pushed. You know, or if the jobs are needed, people will come back to work. We'll see what happens.